LastPass targeted in deep fake CEO call. What's the scoop? Stay tuned on today's episode of MSP Dispatch for all the details. In a story from bleepingcomputer.com, LastPass hackers have targeted employees in deepfake CEO call. Story from Sergio Gatlan. LastPass disclosed that hackers attempted a deepfake CEO call phishing attack on one of its employees. Despite a recent study showing 25% of people affected by AI voice scams, the employee remained vigilant as the attack occurred via WhatsApp, an unusual business channel. The employee ignored the suspicious messages and reported the incident, prompting LastPass to raise awareness internally and externally. Though the attack had no impact, LastPass warns of AI-generated deepfakes in executive fraud campaigns. The deepfake audio likely stemmed from publicly available recordings of LastPass's CEO. LastPass emphasized vigilance in the light of evolving deepfake tech, echoing alerts from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services about cybercriminals targeting IT help desks with social engineering and AI voice cloning. The FBI and Europol also cautioned about the rising sophistication of audio deepfakes, posing a significant challenge in detecting impersonation attacks. Tom.
But is it really Tom? I mean, right now.
Well, I have video. So hold on. If I do this now, I'm questioning. But right. Well, video is soon to be attacked. I mean, we know that, you know, there are so many different ways, from the initial text messages to chatbots actually on a website to voice calls and soon to be video. And the combination of all of these is almost. It's an insurmountable amount of security risk that every single one of your employees is facing. Is there a way around this? Give us a solution. You got 10 seconds.
Yes, go. Absolutely. Really quick. In any company, and we've worked with ones that have gone through business email compromise, which people don't realize, business email compromise is still bigger than ransomware. It's huge in terms of cost of business. And it's a technology problem is what people started as. But what it finishes as, oh, wait, we just need to have some process procedure, checks and balances internally in order to stop this from happening. That's the key, is having a process. All right, what are the official channels of communication? What are the keywords that will be said? What is the process? What is the PO process? What is the back and forth, the multiple fingers that turn the knobs to allow this thing to happen? There's a check and balance before a CEO authorizes something. Maybe the chief financial officer doubles down on it, and that's an internal process you have. So now they would have to manipulate two deep fakes. And, you remember the old war games, how we stopped the technology. We had the people would get in the way of it, but remember what they did? They cracked open a little thing. There was something to read. We can go through these level of very simple solutions and reach back to that. Those old ways of doing it that the military uses are still tried and true because, well, we know a lot of things can be faked. And when you think about the way the military had to overcome certain things, they deal with lower quality radio calls. So you have call signs, you have processes, you have the way you identify things. And that's really critical in order to do this. So it's not as much a technology problem. We knew this day would come. We knew photos were going to be faked once Photoshop got there. You know, it's no longer just simple as a Polaroid. So yeah, it's the way more complicated now, but don't worry, we can go back to some rather simple solutions for it.
I was really hoping to, I couldn't wait to unpack this with you, but I got to be honest with you, you're not really saying anything. You're just saying trust, but verify. It can't be that simple.
It is with a lot of companies. When you look at the methodology by which they do it, they have very clear, for example, Signal Messenger is one of those ones where we have a whole key exchange process. So we all verify who we are so no one can get in between in those messages. That way, when I know I get a message from Tony Francisco, especially if it's a funny one, it really came from Tony. If it wasn't funny, it wouldn't have come from me. So. But having that level of verification so you know your communication channels are locked in, there's the easy technology solution. This is not anything new. Years ago, we would have used PGP or whatever. Years before that, like I'd mentioned, we'd have some type of code word we'd say to make sure we're the right people, that we are the right person talking to each other on a lower quality audio type channel. And these are solutions we got to dust off and bring back forward and go, yeah, we don't need another technology slap on top of this. We have some other ones. We just need to follow it. Just like the employee said, WhatsApp, unusual method of communication. Yes, it is. WhatsApp should probably not be on the official list of communication. Something more specific, as I mentioned, Signal Messenger is a really solid one because we know if someone even manipulates your phone, that key changes. You can't even clone that to another phone without me getting a key change notice. And that helps me verify that I'm actually talking to Tony.
I cannot emphasize enough. Often the situation is very complicated, but the answer is usually very simple. And this is a perfect example of that. And thank you for tuning in, everyone. If you found this story eye-opening, catch MSP Dispatch every Tuesday and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and additional content throughout the week for more in-depth news coverage. Share your thoughts below and remember to hit subscribe. See you all next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.